The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
The law of God is the means to eternal life. Today's readings are about God's law, or more precisely, the first reading from Deuteronomy and the Gospel are about the necessity of doing God's law and not simply knowing God's law. Our Lord is not just teaching us knowledge of his law in today's scripture readings. He is teaching us we need to do it. And this makes sense because we already have knowledge of God's law. None of us here need to be reminded of the 2 great commandments of love, love of God and love of neighbor. None of us need to be taught the 10 commandments because we already know the 10 commandments by heart. And even if you are unable to recite the 10 commandments, I know you know right from wrong. How is it that I can say with confidence that I know you know the law? I know that you are able to discern right from wrong because that is the lesson of our first reading. Recall the words of Moses to the Israelites in the reading from Deuteronomy, which we heard just a bit ago. Moses says, "For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky, nor is it across the sea. No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." The problem is, we don't carry it out. We often fail to love God or our neighbors in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Why? Why is it that we can know in our minds God's law of love, but fail to follow it? Especially when we know that those who follow God's law find abundant peace, joy, patience, self-control, and the other fruits of the Holy Spirit? The answer is not complicated. In fact, our gospel today gives us the key to answering the question. Did you notice what the motivation of the scholar of the law was in today's gospel? The scholar of the law, who is testing Jesus, knows the law very well. He knows the right answers. When Jesus turns the questions back at him, he knows the answers. And why shouldn't he know the law? It is, after all, his job. He's a scholar. It's his job to study the law. Our scholar friend in today's gospel is not motivated by a desire to learn something new. No. If you recall from what we just heard, the Gospel of Luke tells us that the scholar was motivated by a desire to justify himself. Luke tells us, "But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" And that motivation to be justified is what leads our Savior to respond with the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. The parable teaches us not to look to others and ask, "Are you my neighbor?" No. Instead, Jesus inverts the question for us. Instead of asking, "Are you my neighbor?" Jesus would have us ask, "Am I neighbor to you?" Back to the original question. Why do we sin if we know what is right to do? The answer is, we, like the scholar in today's gospel, try to justify ourselves. To use an analogy, it's kind of like being on a diet and we try to justify bending or breaking the diet in one way or another. You might say to yourself, "Oh, today's my cheat day, so it's okay." Or, "It's a holiday, it's a birthday, it's a day to celebrate." Or maybe, "I did so well today, I deserve a little reward." Or maybe you might say to yourself, "It's so small, it hardly hurts anything." And so on. Justifications and excuses for a little nibble here and there until suddenly we discover we've eaten the whole tub of ice cream all by ourselves. We do the same thing with sin. We know we shouldn't, but we find a reason to convince ourselves it's okay. Today was stressful, so it's okay if I sin a little, right? Except Jesus had a stressful day when he was nailed to the cross for my little sin. It's not okay. It is never okay to sin. This is the lesson Jesus wants us to take away from today's Mass. God has already revealed his law of love to you. You know the commandments. He has placed them in your heart. We often fail to keep his law by justifying to ourselves through little mind games. But Jesus encourages us to love each other as he loves us. And the good news is, with his grace, we can love one another. Through the sacraments, especially the precious body and blood of our Lord in the Eucharist, and in the forgiveness of our sins and holy penance, we receive the aid we need to avoid sin in the future. Grace helps what we know in our minds to be God's law, to move into our hearts and wills so that what we know isn't just up here, but is down here and then manifests and expresses itself in our lives. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen.